MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. A mass war roundup operation was conducted on Friday and Saturday in the Carlsbad area, according to the New Mexico State Police. The first part was focused on safe surrender, where defendants were able to willingly appear before a New Mexico magistrate on both scheduled dates to comply with their court orders. The second part, conducted on Saturday, consisted of a warrant enforcement operation. The safe surrender operation yielded 87 outstanding warrants cleared, 24 in-person safe surrender cases heard, 61 virtual safe surrender cases heard, and 2 other warrants cleared, while the New Mexico State Police warrant operation yielded 7 arrests, 2 booked into custody, 2 arrested on new misdemeanor or felony charges, and 5 released by a judge. In Roswell, New Mexico State Police are investigating a shooting involving law enforcement officers that happened on the 600 block of East 6th Street around 12:30 a.m. on Thursday in response to a man inside a home who was threatening suicide. A Roswell police officer and a Chavez County Sheriff's deputy were struck by gunfire from the man in the home but suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Chavez County Sheriff Mike Harrington credits the training in his department for saving the life of the deputy who was flown to a hospital for treatment.
My deputy, who was with him, reacted quickly, got that tourniquet on him, got him into his patrol car, and got him over to the hospital immediately.
The suspect surrendered around 1:50 a.m. Thursday and was taken into custody, but his name has not been released. And for Hobbs August Nights, happening Friday and Saturday in downtown Hobbs, starting at 4:30 p.m. on Friday, streets will be closed, including Ship Street all the way from Taylor through Dunham and one block on each side, and will reopen again at 11 p.m. on Saturday. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.